peer prayer. Guru, you accept a guru because you accept someone, a person, as guru, because that person can explain and show you and teach you things that are clearly true beyond any doubt and which really can help you in your life. There are many gurus who are sitting on the asanas. Speaking lofty philosophy. That they have learned and read. And the scriptures and heard from their guru. But the real knowledge does not consist of words. And concepts. Written in books. It's about being so Krishna conscious, so connected to Krishna by one's humility and devotion and surrender, having no one else to rely upon than Krishna. And thus being blessed by Super Soul. Who acts through such a devotee, speaks through such a devotee. Chaitanya said, Vidyavada Jivan, it's a life of knowledge. It's living knowledge. And it might even be so. That the knowledge coming from such a person or through such a person is specifically directed towards one other person. Others will not be able to relate to it. Therefore, it's a very personal thing. It is stated clearly that a guru is not authorized by some board or something. It's not a title. That one gets and then one is Jagat Guru or whatever. It's a very personal thing. Now there may be acharyas who have thousands of students and disciples. Such persons are very, very rare. They are the establishers of entire branches of the cyclic succession. But regular gurus, as Prabhupada calls it, is a different thing. It's a teacher-student relationship. And when the student has found such a teacher, it should be a rather self-evident thing, just as the knowledge coming from such a person is self-evidently true. Because it is shining. With Satchitananda.